we can adapt these physical attending behaviors for our sessions over the phone or video by really tuning in and being mindful and vocally responsive. So using vocal attending behaviors to indicate our full attention. For example, acknowledgement sounds such as replace a nod. Our vocal nuances really reflect those physical indicators of listening that can't be seen, like changes in our tone of voice, our volume, shifts in the way we modulate our voice, maybe speeding up or slowing down, how quickly we respond. These all indicate that we're following along closely with what the client is saying, and so convey attending. A couple notes about video. Positioning the client's image near your camera lens can really help to replicate eye contact, because I think we all know that it's the eye contact is a little off on video, but you can get a close approximation if you move the image close to the lens. That way you can still see the client's facial expressions, which are important feedback. And also, you may consider pulling the camera back or having the client pull their camera back if possible, so you can see more of their, more of them than just their face, because their posture and some hand gestures and things like that, their shoulders, all of that is, part of nonverbal communication and would be important to be able to see if possible. There's a balance, because you want to also be able to see facial expressions. So as mentioned before, you want to make sure that the lighting is set up so that the person's face and your face isn't shadowed by having backlighting, that you're lit from the front, both of you, so that you can really see those small micro expressions that are important. By the way, inattentive actions will come across over the phone, through vocal nuances. So that also, will indicate if we're not paying attention. So we want to just really stay tuned in.